Hello, everybody. This is Mandy Bass with Free Speaker Bureau's podcast series. And today I have a really special guest with us, Russell Brunson. And if you don't know who Russell is, you really should, because he is one of the most successful marketers on the internet. And if it weren't for his company, ClickFunnels, I would not be here talking to you today. I will get back to that story if we have time, but first, let's welcome Russell. Russell, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm really excited that you're here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here as well, and glad to for this opportunity to share some of this cool stuff with your audience. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So I hear that you started your first online company when you were wrestling at Boise State University, and that you sold over $1 million worth of products and services from your basement. Tell us about that. I really want to know what on earth were you selling as a wrestler in Boise?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I was telling someone this the other day. Like when I was growing up, I always thought I was like the dumb kid. And I think a lot of times entrepreneurs feel that way because we don't really fit in, right? Like we're in class and teachers are talking. It's hard for us to pay attention when our mind's going a million miles a minute, and people tell us we have ADD or whatever, all these different things, right? So I always assumed I was a dumb kid. And I got into college and I was wrestling and met my beautiful wife. And we decided to get married. And I thought, if we get married, then I have to help support her and support this new little family we're going to start someday. But I didn't have any money. I didn't have a job. And if I would have got a job, I would have quit wrestling. And I wasn't willing to do that. So I was like, I got to figure out some other way to make money. And so I started looking around. And like most people do, you look at the internet and you start searching for, things like that. And I started seeing people online that were making money. And I remember watching these guys and watching what they were doing and how they were doing it. And it was the most amazing thing to me. I got so excited. And I was trying, I learned something, I go try it. And then it didn't work. I learned something, I tried and it didn't work. I kept doing that. And it took me about 18 months of just trying and failing and trying and failing before I kind of figured out how the whole game is played, like how it works, right? You gotta create an amazing product, and then you gotta figure out a way to sell it. And then you have to get people to see that sales message. And those are kind of the basic pieces of it. So as soon as I kind of got that, then I started like, well, what can I create that people would want? And I started looking, and one of my very first products was a DVD. I'm from Boise, Idaho. We're famous for potatoes here. And one thing we do for fun is we make potato guns. And I was like, I wonder if anyone else in the world besides me cares about potato guns. And I did some searches and found out at the time that back then there's about 1,800, or excuse me, 18,000 people a month searching for potato gun plans, and nobody was selling potato gun plans. And I'm like, this is awesome. Like, I know how to, I have my own potato gun plans. And so we made a little product, and I put it online and put it out in front of those people, and we started selling it, and it started making some money. And it didn't make me millions,
Wow.
but it made me, start making 10, 20, 30, $50 a day, which for me in college was,
That's a lot of
that's a
money.
lot of money. Yeah. Like I was rich. And then after I did it once, I was like, that's awesome. I want to do it again. So I tried it again and again. And sometimes, I mean, honestly, the majority of the times, my little ideas didn't work, or they made very little money. But every once in a while I'd do one and it'd make a lot of money. I remember putting together this little website during Christmas one time, and I put together this little sale with a couple products I had created, and I called it the Grinch sale because it was Christmas time, and we started this little, started selling it. We sold $30,000 during Christmas break of this product. And that was more money than I ever made in my whole life. And my wife was just like, why are people sending you money? And she was like, is this legal? Are you gonna go to jail? I'm like, no, I think this is how it works. Like, this is what I've been learning about this for like 2 years. Like, everyone's talking, like it's working. And it just, that was, man, 10, 12, probably 12 years ago now. And that's what I've been doing for the last 12 years, is seeing what people want, and then we create it and we sell it to them. I've had a chance to do it in tons of different markets. I've done it, we've sold diabetic supplements, we've sold dating advice, we've sold weight loss, like every market that, probably almost every market out there, we've done it in one way or another. And it's kind of the last 10 years of just to learn and to see what works and what didn't work. And now most recently, we've kind of started, we pretty much sold off almost all those little businesses and websites. And now we're completely focused on ClickFunnels, which, as you mentioned, is kind of our main thing right now, which is helping entrepreneurs to do what we were doing for the last 10 years and get their message out. And it's been an amazing ride. So that's kind of the backstory.
Well, tell us, are you like a real tech kind of a person? I mean, you've been, you know, marketing all these products online. And I know that for a lot of our members, you know, they have to work really hard to get all these online pieces together. And, you know, they want to do what they do best. They don't want to be sitting behind a computer. So tell us about your experience with that.
Yeah, I'm not techie. I always wanted to be techie, but I wasn't ever smart enough. That was my problem. Like, my degree in college was computer information systems. I'm like, cool, I'm going to be a programmer. But like, I didn't understand it at all. In fact, I graduated with a 2.1 cumulative GPA, which is pretty much almost failing, but I barely didn't fail. Like, I could never figure out tech stuff. So when I got started online, I couldn't figure it out. And I met this guy in Romania. His name was Doral. And he was a programmer. And I was this guy with ideas, but I had no idea how to do anything. And so I met him and I was like, Doral, like, I'd love for you to work for me. And he, you know, he had degrees in programming. The guy was brilliant. And I said, how much would it cost to hire you full time? He said, $100 a week, which was more than I was making. But I was like, this guy's brilliant. He's way smarter than me. $100 a week. So I started going and selling stuff on eBay so I can make $100 a week so that I could pay him. And so I had ideas and he would go and he would do the programming nerdy stuff. And that's how I started. He was just building stuff for me. Because I didn't know anything. And I remember I learned how to use a program called FrontPage. And so I would write sales letters in FrontPage. And then I didn't know how to get it from FrontPage onto the internet. Like, that was beyond my skill set. So then I would like save that file, I'd email it to him, then he would somehow magically get it online. So that's the extent of my tech skills right there, is opening FrontPage and typing and then emailing that document. But that's kind of how I got started. And you know, for 10 years, that's how it worked. I would kind of create something and I'd send it to Doral, and eventually we got other people on our team and we hired designers and, you know, kind of got better as we started making a little bit of money. We'd reinvest that into some people that could help. And a few years ago, I ran into some guys who are now my partners in ClickFunnels. One of them is the best back-end programmer I've ever seen. And one of them is the best front-end and user interface guy I've ever met. And so when we first kind of had this idea for ClickFunnels, when we were sitting down talking about it, I still remember, like, I was telling them, like, this is my dream. If it could do this, and a big whiteboard, like, if it could do this, and if it could do this, and we're mapping out all this stuff. And so we got it all done, and they looked at each other and said, I think we can do this. And then they started teasing me. They're like, if we can make it so simple that Russell could actually use it, then anyone in the world can use it. I was like, oh. And so that was like the litmus test. Like, if Russell can figure this out, then it was right. If not, then it didn't work. So they would send me early iterations. Like, hey, Russell, play with it. I'm like, how's it work? Like, we don't want to tell you, like, you just have to figure it out. So I like log in, and they'd have me record me using the software. And if I got stuck, then they would go and like fix something or move buttons around, make, you know, whatever it was. Cause like, again, if Russell can figure this out, then anyone can. And that's kind of, it's kind of embarrassing. That's where it all started from.
The danger of that, Russell, and I'm one of those people, because I use ClickFunnels all the time. I love it. I've got my training in there. A member of Speaking Fortunes training is in there. And I love using it. And so what it's done for me is sort of inflate my ego about what my tech skills really are, because I can create all these cool looking things, you know, without too much skill. So for those of you who don't know or haven't looked into ClickFunnels, let me just explain that. Maybe you can explain what ClickFunnels is. Why am I going to explain for you? I think it's better if you explain all the things you can do, because when I started using it, just not that all that long ago, you've certainly added a whole lot more stuff. So I don't know where you're ultimately going to go with ClickFunnels, but right now it seems like it solves a lot of problems for people who want to have a business that, you know, can market on the internet. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what ClickFunnels does?
Sure. You know, our end goal, just to kind of know our vision where we're going, is we want it to be a spot where an entrepreneur can run their entire business off of it. In fact, right now it's the spot I run my entire company off it. Like, I don't use any external tools. Like, ClickFunnels is all I have to use. So that's kind of where it's going. And that's where but where it began was different. Where it began was, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, a whole bunch of like page builders started coming out on the market, where people would have, you could go and you could log in and there's a page and you could change the headline or you could replace the image, but you couldn't do it. Like, that was about it. And it make these static pages. Right. And they started blowing up and everyone's going crazy. And I would use them and I like, okay, I don't like this page designer. I need a headline over here. I need a picture or video. I need all these other things. Or like, someone who, I look at a lot of websites, I'm like, you know, this is in the wrong spot. We need to move it. And I couldn't ever do that in those programs. And so I never liked him. So when we were doing that, I said, initially we want something that builds pages that's awesome, where I'm not stuck by the template you give me. I want to be able to move things and change things and add things, and so I can make a page look amazing. And so that was kind of the initial part of it. And so the first we built this editor. I say we, like, I, as if I had anything to do with it. My guys, his name's Dylan. He built it. Yeah, I tested it. So Dylan built this editor, which you obviously know and love, and it gives you the ability to do almost anything you want. And you don't have to be a techie guy. You can just drag and drop and move things, and it's amazing. And it's nice because we give you guys millions of templates, so you don't have to think. You can just take it and tweak it really fast. Or if you want, like, you can show me almost any page on the internet, and I can build it inside of ClickFunnels. It's powerful enough to do almost anything. So it gives you, you know, amazing flexibility, or you can just take an existing thing and tweak it. So that was the initial thing, right? So we had this thing that made pages the best, by far the best on the internet. And the second thing was, like, I was looking at my business, and my business is not, you know, my websites, my funnels, they aren't just a page. There's multiple pages in a funnel. Right. You know, when I got started back selling potato guns, we didn't have funnels. We had a sales page for a potato gun and an order button. That was it, right? But today, you know, the internet's evolved. There's a lot more competition, and, you know, just a sales page and order button doesn't work as well. And so we started adding upsells and downsells and just different pages in an order process. And so, you know, and I've seen some page editors where someone will go make 30 pages and try to glue them together, but mm-hmm. you can't see anything. There's no, like, it doesn't really give you any, like, a good bird's eye view of what's happening. And so the second thing with ClickFunnels is it gives you the ability to create pages in a funnel, but then have all that internal tracking and linking. So I can say, okay, first page is my squeeze page or my landing page. And the next page is my sales page. And I'm going to have an order form. Then I'm going to have an upsell. And so you kind of create all those pages and you design them all, but ClickFunnels connects them all together. And you don't have to have 30 products to connect. Like back in the day, I would create a funnel like that. I had WordPress. I'd have to have, you know, Infusionsoft, Aweber, like 10 tools just to make that one thing happen.
Right.
Now
right.
Everything can happen inside of ClickFunnels. And so that's kind of, it builds the pages and it builds out the funnels, does the ordering, order processing, the CRM. Recently we added the ability where you can run your own affiliate program inside of ClickFunnels. And then the last big piece we added is a tool called Actionetics, which does your email marketing. And that's kind of, that's where it's at right now. And the future of Actionetics is really where the future of ClickFunnels is going.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause you think about, you know, the biggest part with most of us who do email marketing is that we're just throwing money out the door. It's kind of sad.
Right.
If someone comes into your funnel and you've got one person who makes $30,000 a year and some person making $500,000 a year, and you're sending them the exact same email, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So what Actionetics is doing, and we'll continue to evolve this, but someone comes into your funnel and it goes out there and it'll find all the social data. So, like, how many Twitter followers and Facebook fans they have, how much money they make, what neighborhoods they live, what magazines, and we can pull all that data back in real time. And then based on that, you can send out different emails. So you can send out, you know, this person is not making very much money. Send this, you know, offer them a lower ticket thing. But someone who's rich, let's offer them our high-end coaching program. Like, let's get them in our top level fast. And in the near future, what Actionetics will do, which I'm really excited for, is it'll actually give you the ability to change your sales funnel on the fly. So you'll be able to say, again, you know, this person, if they're only making, you know, $30,000 a year less, show them this upsell. With making over $30,000, show them this. And then making over $100,000, show them this upsell. So you can be able to basically everything in your funnel will change on the fly based on who it is you're actually communicating with. And that's
so
the future of marketing.
Where do you pull that data from, Russell? I mean, how do you know when these people are coming in and they're on your, how do you know that this person's making $100,000 and this one's making $500,000?
Well, it's sad, but all of our information is all for sale on the internet for really, 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 really cheap. So if you have a credit card, I can get everything about you. I know what neighborhood you live in, I know how much money you make, I know what magazines you read, because Visa, MasterCard, those companies that sell all that data for fractions of pennies. And then also you can buy data from Twitter, from Facebook. So we actually pay hard costs for every lead that comes in. There's a cost that we go out to these databases and we purchase that info and pull it back in, and we build out a customer profile for that person that's then stored in your account. And then you can, you know, build and change and tweak your marketing message based on that. But yeah, it's kind of scary when you think about it. Like, there's no privacy in the world. If you are connected to, if you have a credit card or a mortgage payment or gas payment or electricity, anything, all those companies are selling your data. And so it's really easy to get, you know, whatever you want, whatever you need.
So you mean my paranoia about Google.
It's all true.
It doesn't even matter, right? So all my avoidance of being on Google, it doesn't really matter. I may as well just be there because you know everything about me.
We've got it whether you want it or not. It's crazy. Like, I remember when I first heard about it, I'm like, are you serious? Like, I can't believe that, you know, for a fraction of a penny I can get all that information on someone. It's ridiculous. So at first it really upset me, and then I was like, you know, that's the world we live in. And so
let's use it to the best. Well, you've certainly used it in a way that's really, really helpful. I mean, just for those of you, I know that Russell talks, he's got a lot of information. And so some of the things sound like, wow, that just sounds so complicated. But really, the ClickFunnels program is so easy to use that even I can use it. And though I haven't used, because when I first started using it, it was just about building pages. And while I haven't used all the elements of it, I'm starting to find that I'm looking to see what other things I can get rid of so that I can actually use the ClickFunnels program. One of the things that I like the most that I've used, and I'm sure that eventually your Actionetics will actually integrate in all sorts of ways, is your automated webinar funnel, where you can do your webinars and then actually automate them so people can, you can actually have an evergreen funnel. And that's one of the most, you know, such a convenience for those of us who do speaking and then do introductories over the internet. You know, it's great to do a live, there's nothing that beats a live presentation and nothing that's going to beat your closing on a live presentation, but you can have those automated webinars working for you 24/7. And that's one of the features I really love.
Yeah. No, I agree. Same thing. Like, we found some like similar, like, you know, live, you're always going to out convert, but if you can do it automated, your conversion rate might drop down, but you have the ability to do them 10 times a day or 20 times, you know, way more often. So right, the gross sum of money collected ends up increasing, which is pretty cool.
Right. And the other feature that I really like that I've always known intellectually or that would work were the upsells and downsells. And, I went through all your training. You offer great training. And I don't know if you give that as a complimentary item to everybody, but I know that when I signed up on your enterprise program, that was some of the bonuses, and that training that you give is really fantastic. And I'd recommend to anybody who's going to use ClickFunnels, definitely take Russell's training, because you'll learn a lot, not just about how to make the website work, but you'll learn a lot about how to market and how to do upsells and downsells and how they work. Yeah. So really recommend that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, tell me about some, because I know that you've used webinar topics, you've used webinars a lot, and I think that's something of specific interest to many of our members. Tell me some of the kinds of topics that you've used, either you or your clients, that you market through online webinars, because sometimes we think that it has to be something really specific to, you know, what we've heard or seen, but I think that there's a lot of options and opportunities there.
Yeah. Webinars is one of my favorite tools. In fact, I think it's one of the best sales tools, because you get, you know, there's sales letters, there's sales videos, there's things like that, but it's hard to keep someone's attention as long on those, whereas webinar typically you can get more undivided attention. And we've sold everything from high-end coaching programs to supplements to backpacks full of like survival gear, like, you know, all sorts of stuff.
Wow.
We sell on webinars. My typical, like, what I look at, I tie like the way I sell something more to a price point. So typically if I'm selling something for more than $300, I sell it on a webinar. If they were from $300 to about $3,000, that's like my webinar zone. So anything that in any business, and I've got a lot of different businesses, you know, most of them I've kind of sold recently, but when we had a lot of them, like anything that's in between $300 and $3,000, if that's the price point, I'm selling through webinar. I wouldn't even try any other method, because it's hard to sell a $3,000 to $3,000 thing on, you know, a sales letter, a sales video, or any other way. And for me, like if I go above $3,000, then I typically sell on the phone. Like I try to get somebody to go through a funnel where they apply, and then we call them on the phone and we sell it that way. And so that's kind of the sweet spot. But like I've seen, we've got clients selling I mean, financial services. I've got clients selling chiropractic services through webinars now. We've got clients selling supplements. You name it. There's pretty much almost anything I've seen happen, as long as it's kind of, you know, in that price point. It's funny, like when I got into this business, you know, over, man, like about 12 years ago, whenever that was, I didn't understand any of this world. And I remember I went to my very first like internet marketing seminar, and this is where my whole journey kind of began on webinars. But I went to the seminar, and the first speaker got up, and I didn't know how this, you know, speaking world worked, but the guy got up on, he spoke for 90 minutes. At the end of it, he started selling one of his products. I'm like, this is weird. And then I think he sold it for like $2,000. And I look back, and all these people are running to the back of the room and they're throwing their credit cards down. I'm doing the math. I'm like, 2, 4, 6. I'm like, that guy made $60,000. And I was just like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, how is that even possible? Right. Next guy gets up, does the same thing for 90 minutes. He sells a $5,000 thing. I'm doing the math, and that guy did 80,000. The next guy, and for 3 days I watched this, and I was like, I have to learn that skill. Like, that's, I have to learn that. Like, that was amazing. And I remember thinking, like, some people don't make $60,000 a year. That guy made it in 90 minutes. Uh-huh. I have to figure this out. And so I started trying to study that, like learn how to speak. And back then we didn't have webinars. So it was teleseminars. I was doing tons of teleseminars. And I went to, I got asked to speak at a couple events. And I tried to do what I thought, how you're supposed to sell from stage or teleseminar or webinar. And I remember bombing. I had a couple times I'd do my little pitch, and nobody would move. I'd sell it and like crickets. And for me, like, that was the most humiliating thing in the world. I remember this one event, there's probably 300 people in the room, and I sold and nobody moved. And usually, like, after you sell, like, someone will turn the music on or whatever, and see, it's kind of like less uncomfortable. He didn't. It was just pitched quiet. Nobody moved. And I was just like, all right, well, and I kind of walked off the stage awkwardly. And then some couple people came and shook my hand. And then I ran out to the elevator, went to my room. And for the next 2 days of the event, I locked myself in the room. I ordered room service. I ate ice cream, watched movies. I did not even want to go out. I was so embarrassed and so depressed and so like, and I was like, this is horrible. Like, I'm an internet marketer. Why should I, like, why would I ever like speak in front of people again? This is not fun. But I just kept seeing it, this working. And I'm like, I have to learn this. So I started studying it and learning and practicing. And over 10 years I've been doing that. And now, you know, with me, with a lot of my clients, we've kind of figured out, a blueprint that just works, and it works almost, not almost, like, if you follow it right, it works every time.
Right.
And it sells anything. And so for your audience, if you guys want that script, there's a one page script and then a DVD of me teaching the script. And we sell it for, it's like $4.95. We mail you the DVD and the script. If you guys want that, it's, you know, it's a gift I try to give everyone. I want everyone to have that, because it's like 10 years of me embarrassing myself on big stages, and I want everyone to have it so that you can just shortcut your success.
Get it.
Yeah. If you go to perfectwebinarsecrets.com.
Perfectwebinarsecrets.com.
Yep. And if you go there, you guys can get a free copy, and you pay, you know, $4.95 or whatever shipping handling. But if you follow that to the T, it just works. And it's not theory anymore. It's the best thing. So I figured, like, instead of selling it, I'm just gonna give my best thing away, because if you guys start doing webinars using that script, you start making hundreds of thousands of dollars, and make it easy for you to sign up for my high end stuff later in the future. So that's
exactly
my goal.
Exactly. And that's my plan, Russell, is to be one of your clients down the road,
because
certainly your stuff has worked. I mean, you do on the internet what I've done with speaking opportunities. You know, when I first started coaching back in 1996, I thought I wanted to also be a professional speaker. And it's so interesting, because what I found was that you can make a lot more money doing free talks than you can as a professional speaker. And one of the things I like to tell people is, you know, when I was a professional speaker, I never made more than $10,000 doing a talk, but I've never made less than that actually doing a free talk when it comes to clients and so on. So it makes a huge difference, and Russell is the best at doing this. So I would recommend everybody go to perfectwebinarsecrets.com. I did get that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect. Webinarsecrets.com. I know you like the secrets, and I think we've got lots of different secrets. And
mine are all secrets or hacks. I love it.
So tell us just quickly before we go, what are the key pieces if we want to create a successful part of our business online? What are the key pieces that we need to have in order to be successful? Because I think a lot of people think that their offline business converts exactly the same way in the same kind of numbers that it should online. And what I've found over the last year or so is that because people have total misconceptions about what those conversions should be, they give up when they've actually got something pretty good to begin with, to launch with.
Yeah. My answer probably different from what most people's answers would be. But for me, the biggest thing is it's kind of a 2 or 3 step process. Like, most people go and they get online and start trying to sell their product, which makes sense, right? Logically, but it's backwards. Like the first thing you want to do, and if you got offline businesses, you probably already have this, which would lead me to step number two. But if you don't yet, biggest thing you have to have first is you have to have a result for other people. You got to prove that your product, your service, your training, whatever it is you have can change somebody's life, right? When I kind of relaunched my coaching program a couple of years ago, I didn't go and just like make a sales page saying, hey, Russell's the greatest thing in the world. You should give me money, right? Instead, I came back and I said, look, I think I'm pretty good at what I do, but I need to prove it. I need to get some results for some people. And so I found a guy that I really looked up to and had a lot of respect for. His name's Drew Cannoli. He owns a company called fitlife.tv. And I liked what he was doing. And I messaged him. I'm like, hey, Drew. And he happened to know who I was. And we kind of talked a little bit. I said, I want to come work for you for free. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I want to fly out there and just see if I can help you. And he was like, why would you do that? I'm like, I don't know. I think you're doing cool stuff. I see some holes and love to see if I can come serve. And he's like, all right. So I paid my own flight. I flew out there and I gave to him. I served. I helped them. And I went, I transformed their business. We helped them build a bunch of funnels. We tweaked the ones that were broken. And I just gave as much as I could for free because I wanted to prove that I can give people results. And we did. And they had an amazing result from that. And so when it was done, Drew and his team made me this video just kind of telling the story about how we transformed their business and their life. And so when I launched our new coaching company, the sales video was just Drew talking about how we changed his business. Wow. And it blew up. And then as we started getting new clients in, we get a client in and we'd give them a result. Like one good example is her name's Liz Benny, and we helped her to do the perfect webinar script. We helped her launch a webinar. And in the first year, she did just shy of $1 million. And so after I gave her that result, the next step, and this is where most of us mess up, we give people results, but then that's it. So next step, after it was done, I said, Liz, how would you like an all expense trip paid trip to Boise, Idaho? We can come hang out with me for a day and we're going to film your story. And of course she's like, fire, like, yes, I would love to do that. And so we flew her to Boise and then got our video, our film crew out there. We captured her story, her result. And when we had that result and we put it up and we made a new version of our funnel selling our coaching program with Liz telling her story. And that one little video, it cost us a couple $1,000 to fly Liz up here to record it. That one video so far to date, it's been less than a year, has made us $1.5 million. And every time I give someone a big result, that's what we do. We fly them out here and we capture that because we got to capture it. So I'd say the biggest thing that for you guys who are coming online, offline to online, or you're just starting online, wherever you're kind of at, is you first off got to get result for someone. Like that's, you're not selling a product first. First, you got to go work for free. And then after you've done that, you've got a result, then come back and make sure you capture that in a compelling way. Like hire a good film crew, do something so you can capture that. Cause that asset, that result you got for someone will fuel the entire growth of your business.
That is so refreshing to hear, Russell, because so many people, a lot of the gurus that are out there teaching people the stuff, it's, they never talk about, your delivery. What are you giving? What is the end result? They'll tell you that you need to include that in your marketing copy, but they don't focus on the actual output. And I think that's, very instructive and good advice for everyone.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I remember just kind of illustrate this even further. There was a high school kid here that I'm friends with, and he wanted to get a job during summer break, and he started going around, and no one would hire him, right? No one's going to hire a high school kid who's going to work there for 3 months and leave. And he tried like 20 places he applied, and nobody would give him a job. And so one day he was at the mall walking around, and there was this clothing store that he liked a lot. And he was like, oh, I wish I could work there. It'd be awesome. And the inside is like, you know what? I'm going to go work there for free. So we walked in and he found the manager. He's like, hey man, do you mind if I fold some clothes? They're all kind of messed up and I'd love to help. The manager's like, why would you do that? He's like, I got nothing else to do, man. I'm bored. So he's like, all right. So this guy, he spends like an hour to 2 hours folding things up, sweeping up, making it really nice. And he's like, all right, see you later. And he left. The manager's like, that's kind of weird. Whatever. You know, like, why would someone do that? Next day, my friend came back again, came in. He's like, hey, how's things going? Like, let's see if I can come and help you guys at all. And the guy's like, all right. And so he went in there, started folding clothes, started cleaning up, and then left again. Third day comes in and the manager's like, do you want a job? And my friend's like, if you got a spot, I'd love it. And boom, he got hired at this place and got hired with like a really good starting salary, all these things. And it just goes back to show that like most of us are trying to like land the job, right? And the reality is we got to go serve first, go work for free. And if you can impress someone with what you got, what you do, that's the result. You know, I do some work with some people in network marketing and it always drives me crazy because they sign up and they got this product and they're calling their friends and their family trying to pitch them on this product. I'm like, if you want to take that product and blow things up, buy a whole bunch of the product yourself. You fund it. Find someone that you love and you care about. And if you really think this product's good, give it to them for free and track that result and see what can happen. And if it does give that person a huge result, that's everything you need now to grow that as a business. And if it doesn't give them a result, then it didn't give them a result. And then you should go find something else anyway. Exactly. But it's just like, I lead 100% with like, I want to make sure that I can blow someone's mind with the result first. And if I have that, everything else will just work. It just all, everything else will fall into place.
I think that's absolutely a great note to end on and such great advice. Give first and then everything else falls in place. And not only do you have the great testimonial, the great result, but you have the confidence to promote whatever it is that you want. Great advice, Russell. Thank you so much. You have been a great guest. I've so enjoyed having you. And we would love to see you here again. So,
thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I know how valuable your time is. And I want to thank you so much for being with us today.
Definitely. I appreciate it too. And we'll talk again soon.
And remember, everybody, perfectwebinarsecrets.com. Go and get Russell's fantastic webinar blueprint. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. This is Mandy Bass from freespeakerbureau.com, where we connect you to meeting organizers and events. Stay tuned, and we'll be seeing you soon.
Bye.